The last moments before the end. A message from Benjamin Golden, an autistic man. 7/57/69. We said that we would give you a message only when a real change takes place in the world, and this has now happened. Before Elul, we said that from Elul onwards, the world would change completely, and indeed, since Elul, the economy of the whole world began falling. Afterwards, Barack Hussein Obama was elected president. Between Elul and Adar, the world has changed immensely, and from Adar until now, the world has changed even more. In most areas, everything is going down. Countries are getting ready for a huge war. More and more countries now have operational nuclear weapons. Anti-Semitism is severe around the world, and more people are being left without even minimal employment. Let us remember the way the world was 3 years ago and how it is today. So many countries are arming themselves with the most treacherous weapons, and no one can stop them. Only one thing is clear. Everyone is against Israel and the Jews. Barack Hussein Obama is a messenger sent from heaven, and Hashem is causing him to do strange and illogical things, which are most foolish. However, with much help from heaven, he achieves his role as the President of the United States, and Hashem has put in him the will to rule the world. He is an evil messenger who will cause the destruction of most of the world. See Zechariah chapter 13 verse 8. Obama wants to be a dictator over the USA, and he's succeeding greatly. He is in control of at least 30% of the businesses in America. It is very interesting that he manages to do things that no other president will have dared to do. He can't even prove that he is American, and this is amazing. He has signed hundreds of laws since he came into the White House. No other president has ever managed to pass so many laws in such a short space of time, and some of them are very, very strange, as well as being anti-democratic and anti-American. Barack Hussein Obama is a combination of Edom, Yishmael, and Amalek, and he reached the presidency by open miracles. He supports all sorts of things that are forbidden, not only to Jews, but even to B'nai Noach. He wants to rule America more like a king than a president, and that is not the American dream, as it is undemocratic. He came into the world as if he were the secular messiah, the Goyish messiah who does not believe in anything even close to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, and he believes he can save the world. It's unbelievable and supernatural that such a wicked and unintelligent man could advance as far as he did. It's a miracle, all of which shows that he was sent from above, since he did not arrive by normal processes. And this is similar to the unnatural way that Hitler, Yimach Shmo, came to power. Lately, he has revealed even more of his compulsive hatred for the state of Israel that is based upon his hatred for Jews. It is now becoming more and more obvious that he wants to destroy Israel, tear it apart. And he doesn't care if the Arabs eliminate the Jews, chas v'shalom. It doesn't interest him one bit. He believes that the state of Israel is the main problem in the Middle East. About this, he's not far from the truth. It is clear that the Zionists brought all the troubles upon the Jews here in the Arabs Israel, and all the wars. If they would have done the will of Hashem, we would not be having all these troubles, and the Geula, redemption, will have already come, particularly after such a painful Holocaust. Nevertheless, we are still Jews. Even though we don't believe in the crooked way of the Zionists, we still live in Eretz Israel, and we don't really want to have the Arabs ruling over us, since this is also death. Obama is clearly stating that the state of Israel has to give up sovereignty over Yerushalayim, return to the borders of 1948, as well as return all the Arab refugees to Eretz Israel, we must pray to Hashem to help us do complete tshuva, so that Hashem will nevertheless have mercy on us, even with all our sins, and bring Mashiach Tzidkenu with rachamim, mercy. If Israel would do tshuva, they would immediately be redeemed. Sanhedrin, page 92. We have been speaking about this and explaining the terrible dangers that we are facing to Jews all over the world. Yet not only are Jews not accepting our words, most Jews are not even prepared to accept what is written in the prophecies of the Torah. Open your eyes and see for yourselves that the end is near, the difficult end, everything that is mentioned regarding Geula Debe'ita. It's not just that Eretz Israel is in danger. Every Jew in the world is in danger. Anti-Semitism is very great. All the Jews in the world are in danger. Do not think that if a Jew lives in the USA, he's safe. Wait until your president gets really angry at the Israelis. See where you'll be standing then, and what he will do to you. How many Jews are in the world? The numbers are microscopic compared to the Gentiles. What will become of you, Jews of the world? What does the future hold for you in your countries? Open your eyes, Jews. We are so few compared to all those that are against us, that the only thing that can save us is a Kodesh Baruch Hu. He sent us the prophecies to give us guidance for this time period, what to do and how to do his will in order that he should save us. Jews living abroad, if possible, it is better for you to be here in Eretz Israel. If there is simply no way for you to come, then do what all Jews, including those in Israel, should be doing now, and that is doing real tshuva. This is a message for the secular, the religious, and the Haredi to do tshuva, the way we explained in previous messages, especially messages 27 and 37. You can have the message faxed to you. Call 972-77-450-2234.